The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to The How of Business with Henry Lopez and David Begin, the podcast that helps you start, run, and grow your small business. And now, here are your hosts.
This is Henry Lopez, and welcome to this episode of The How of Business. This is a short episode on the topic of personal sacrifices, the kind of sacrifices that, in my opinion and experience, you have to be willing to make in order to succeed as a small business owner, particularly when you're launching your first business. To receive more information about The How of Business, including links to the show note pages for this episode and our other episodes, just text the word BIZ, B-I-Z, to 31996. And before I get into the topic of this episode, I want to thank all of you for helping us make our show a big success. The How of Business podcast episodes are downloaded about 35,000 times every month here for the last few months now. I would like to particularly thank for a moment some of our listeners who I've had a chance to chat with here recently, including Christina in Florida, Lana in Arizona, and Fadi in Georgia. Thanks for listening. So I want to start with the definition of sacrifice, not the religious definition, but the other definitions that I looked up. And one of them is the destruction or surrender of something for the sake of something else. Another definition is something given up or lost. I do kind of like that first description or definition, destruction or surrender, because that's why the sacrifice word, that word has the impact and the meaning that I think it does for most of us. A sacrifice is a pretty significant thing. It's something that we really have to want to do, to sacrifice something for something else. And I think at the heart of it, in my experience, in my own experience personally, and in working with my clients, that is one of the things I've found to be one of the biggest obstacles to achieving success. Certainly, I see it and observe it as one of the big obstacles that keeps people from getting started with launching their first business. What are they willing to sacrifice? We have a dream, a lot of us do. We have an idea. We certainly have that vision of what we'd like our life to be like if we were our own boss. But often, we're not willing to make the sacrifices to get that. We're not willing to delay gratification or change our habits so that it puts us in a position to actually launch our first business. So the question is, what are you willing to sacrifice in order to realize your dreams of becoming your own boss? Are you willing to sacrifice your quality of life today, how you live your life today, your lifestyle, for that dream of something in the future? Is that something you're willing to do? Are you willing to give up hobbies, free time, family time, friend time, all to devote to this new business that you're trying to launch? Those are big items. Those are big sacrifices. Are you willing to work harder than you ever have at anything? That's often, I think, one of the misconceptions is that immediately when you launch your business, you'll have time off and you'll get to pay yourself this big salary. Well, in my experience, and for most small business owners, that's nice if that happens early, but the reality is that we usually have to sacrifice some period of time and some of that money so that we can bootstrap our business, so that we can start small and then grow over time. One of my favorite books is How to Get Rich by the late Felix Dennis. And he's got quite a few quotes out of that book that have stayed with me on this topic. He wrote that book and many other books. He was a wealthy British man who was a publisher, a very successful man. And he said this about his thoughts on how to become rich, how a person becomes rich. And he said that you have to have a capacity to work hard, so hard that your best friends mock you, your loved ones despair, and the rest of your acquaintances watch furtively from the sidelines, half in awe and half in contempt. I love that because I think it summarizes it so well. You have to be willing to put in the effort that most other people are not willing to. You have to be willing to make the sacrifices that most people simply are not willing to. And it's a matter of how bad you want it, I think. And that's why I think people achieve their success of transitioning into small business ownership at different points in their lives, because it's not so much about whether you've got the skills or the training or the education or even the money. It's about when do you find it in yourself to make the sacrifices necessary and that are going to be required to get started on your journey to owning your own business. So I want you to think about, and I want you to take away from this, and what I'd like you to do either now or later, you might be listening remotely, but I want you to list, even right now, if you can't write it down, I want you to mentally think about 2 to 5 things that you are willing to sacrifice, specific things, either to get ready to launch your business or when you start your business. Maybe you've already started your business. What are the things that you want to or need to continue and are willing to continue to sacrifice or to begin to sacrifice? Then I also want you to, related to those things that you identify, I want you to list next to them how many hours per week specifically. I want you to be as specific as possible. How many hours per week you're willing to sacrifice in those specific areas and dedicate them to launching your business or growing your existing business. And by the way, watching less TV, that's a common and an easy one. So I challenge you to go beyond that. That's I think, is an easy one and an obvious one. That's definitely time you could sacrifice. But think beyond that. Think about the time you spend with your friends, right? That's a big one because, again, we all believe, and certainly rightly so, that spending time with our friends and family is important to us. And it is. But are you willing to sacrifice some of that time that you might spend golfing this weekend or going out for a drink or whatever the case might be in your personal situation? Are you willing to make a sacrifice there? Are you willing to sacrifice some rest and sleep? I know that's another one that people would say, oh, you got to get your rest and your sleep. But you know what? Sometimes what it takes is staying up late and getting something done after you've put the kids to bed or after you finish your day's work. And that's when you have time to put in an hour or two on developing your business plan or doing some of the tasks that need to be done to get ready for that business or doing some more research. So are you willing to make that kind of sacrifice? Time spent on hobbies is another one. You know, again, do you look at it as, well, I can't give up these things because this is what keeps me sane and keeps me fit? All of those things are valid, and I'm certainly not telling you to sacrifice your health and fitness. But look at the things that are hobbies, and are you willing to sacrifice some of those things, at least temporarily, to open up the time and the energy to focus on starting your business? The time you're currently doing nothing, like during your commute or on the ride to work, are you instead leveraging that time to listen to a podcast or to read a book or to listen to a book on tape? Are you willing to make that kind of a sacrifice, that kind of an investment in that case? And then one of the biggest ones, and nobody wants to hear it, but you have to, I believe, you have to get your personal financials in order. Your personal finances need to be in order. And you know what I mean by that. You've got to get that debt taken care of. You've got to get your credit score up. And part of it is, are you willing to sacrifice the lifestyle that got you there, perhaps, to put yourself in a financial position so then you can invest the time and effort into a business? And sometimes that money or that financial position is about being able to go without a paycheck, for example, for a period of time while you're opening, launching, and growing your business. So many times I chat with clients who just are not in the financial position to get started with the business. And the question then is, are you willing to make the sacrifice? And maybe it means that you can't start your business today, but are you willing to diligently, with a plan, work on improving your personal finances? So let's say a year from now or 2 years from now, you are in a financial position to launch your first business? Are you willing to make that kind of a sacrifice? If I can be of service to you as either you make this transition into business ownership, or as you're making your plans, identifying and needing maybe some accountability on some of these sacrifices, or if you need help getting organized in your existing small business, I invite you to schedule a free business coaching consultation with me. To get more information, to get the link to schedule it, just text the word BizCoach, 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 to 31996, and I'll send you a link with more information. There's no obligation. You don't have to enter a credit card. We simply have a conversation, and in that conversation, what I aspire to do is to help you answer some of those critical questions that you have. Maybe it's related to this topic of sacrifices or what it's going to take to get ready to start your business, or maybe it's just help with some existing challenges you're having in your current small business. And then we can decide if I can be of further value to you ongoing from a coaching perspective, or you continue listening to the podcast. So there's no obligation beyond the free coaching call. So again, to summarize, what I'd like you to do, what I want to challenge you to do, if you're in that place right now where you're either, you know, frustrated because you haven't been able to get started with your small business, or you just don't seem to have enough time to keep growing your existing business, then I want you to write down 2 to 5 things, specific things, that you are willing to sacrifice, and then identify how many hours a week that represents, and be honest with yourself. Some of these things might be just a half hour or 15 minutes, but it adds up, obviously, as you might well imagine, as you'll see. And then keep that piece of paper or whatever you write it on where you can see it ideally on a daily basis. Stay focused on that. And this is for yourself, so be honest with yourself. What are you willing to sacrifice to get to where you want? What are you willing to give up? This is Henry Lopez, and thanks again for listening to this episode of The How of Business. We release new episodes, at least one episode, every Monday morning, and you can find us on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, and at our website, thehowofbusiness.com. Again, if I can be of help for you, I would recommend that you schedule a free coaching consultation with me. And to get that information, to get the link very easily, just text the word BizCoach to 31996.
Thank you for listening to The How of Business. For more information, links, and other resources, please visit thehowofbusiness.com.